Hey everyone, welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be real, life can sometimes feel like one giant obstacle course. There are days when you're crushing it, feeling unstoppable, right? But then there are those other days, the ones where you trip over your own 2 feet, stumble, maybe even fall flat on your face. Ever felt that way? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, and this is where stoicism comes in clutch. It's not about avoiding those falls altogether. It's about learning how to get back up stronger, wiser, and with a whole lot more self-compassion. Because let's face it, beating ourselves up over mistakes isn't going to help us learn or grow. Today, we are diving deep into the power of practicing self-compassion and self-forgiveness. Think about this. Would you be as harsh on your best friend if they messed up? Probably not, right? You'd probably offer a listening ear, some encouragement, maybe even a little laughter to lighten the mood. But when we make mistakes, we often turn into our own worst critics. We dwell on them, replay them in our heads, and let those negative thoughts spiral out of control. Sound familiar? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help us ditch the self-criticism and embrace a kinder, more compassionate approach to ourselves. First up, recognize your humanity. Seriously, we're all flawed. Making mistakes is part of being human. It's how we learn and grow. Instead of seeing mistakes as failures, view them as opportunities for learning and improvement. Second, practice active self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a loved one who's struggling. Acknowledge your pain and difficulties without judgment. Remember, it's okay to not be okay sometimes. Third, challenge those negative thoughts. We often get caught in a loop of self-criticism, telling ourselves things like I should have done better or I'm not good enough. That these thoughts are rarely helpful. Try reframing them in a more positive and compassionate light. Instead of I messed up, say to yourself, I learned something from this experience. Fourth, remember that forgiveness is essential. Holding on to anger and resentment towards ourselves only hurts us in the long run. Practice letting go of past mistakes and giving yourself permission to move on. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about freeing yourself from its grip. And lastly, cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life can help shift your perspective and boost your mood. Take some time each day to appreciate the small things, a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, or simply the feeling of being alive. Picture this. You're prepping for an important presentation at work, you've been practicing for days, you feel confident, but then, disaster strikes. You forget your key points, stumble over your words, and suddenly your carefully crafted speech feels like a jumbled mess. What happens next? Do you spiral into a pit of self-doubt, replaying every fumble in your head? Or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge that it wasn't perfect, but still deliver the message with what you had left? I'm betting on the latter. We've all been there, those moments when we feel like we're falling apart and our inner critic goes into overdrive. But remember, self-compassion is about accepting those imperfections, recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, and choosing to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding. Instead of berating yourself for the mishap, focus on what you learned from the experience and how you can do better next time. Here's the takeaway. Practice self-compassion isn't a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. It allows us to navigate life's ups and downs with more grace, resilience, and inner peace. Remember, be kind to yourself, forgive your mistakes, and keep moving forward. We've got this. So go out there and practice some self-compassion today. Treat yourself like the amazing human you are. And remember, if you find yourself struggling, don't hesitate to reach out for support. Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from a little extra kindness, leave a review if you're feeling generous, or join our conversation on social media. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace one compassionate thought at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.